Welcome now to the midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Happy to be back in our Buck studio, which means live music, and it's going to be for the hour with the Warshawski Shapiro duo on this Wednesday afternoon. And it has been a while. Welcome back to the midday.
Welcome. We are very glad to be back. Thank you, Norman. I think it has been probably around 8 years or so we have been fortunate to be in your studio.
Wow.
Thank you so much for having us back.
Well, so glad we could, you know, reconnect. There have been so many disconnections for one reason or another in the last 8 years. Both of you, though, are now back in Wisconsin for your home base.
Very soon. We have been trying to stay together for as long as we could, but due to unfortunate closure of my previous job, I was working at the Silver Lake College in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. I needed to relocate, luckily temporarily, to Minnesota, and now I'm making my comeback to Wisconsin in August because I was just hired to teach piano at the University of Wisconsin, Whitewater.
In Whitewater. And then Stanislava?
I'm so glad we are again together in the same state, just and a half away from each other, which is nothing if you compare to what we used to drive.
For sure, because, I mean, you are a piano duo, and when you have to do that much traveling, it must eat a lot into, you know, energy, practice time, and other things, too.
We still practice, and we have the same routine every week. We used to travel. Now we'll travel a little less, so it will be easier, but we stay together. Yes. And I'm here in Wisconsin. I just celebrated 5 years as a director of the Holy Family Conservatory of Music.
And you met, back in the 90s? Was it the Jerusalem Conservatory?
Oh, yeah, you remember correct. We met in 1996, to be precise, in November 1996 in Jerusalem. It was our first class together. It was a group class. We were around 12 pianists sitting in that room, and the class was called the Art of the Piano Ensemble. So we actually were supposed to play together, and we didn't like each other at all.
That can be a good thing if you work it out, right?
Right. Our professors back then, Alex Tamir and Bracha Eden, for some reason they thought we could be great together. They saw chemistry between us, have no idea how, because we really didn't like each other. But they were correct, you see.
And yes, and we have been together ever since.
So, yeah, since 1996, I'd say you got it figured out. There, whatever the chemistry is,
mm-hmm.
And whatever disagreements there might be about performing, also worked out. There's no room for spontaneity if you change your mind about how something should be done.
There is always room for spontaneity and surprises.
Is.
Oh, yeah.
In private, yes.
When you know each other, you can play with each other as much as you want.
Really?
But we need to know each other, of course.
Yes, it helps. You're going to start with a work by Franz Schubert. He liked to, choreograph his four hands pieces so that the pianists had to sit very close together with their hands touching. It was a great way to meet women.
Not just women, just in the beginning of the 19th century, this was playing together on one piano, what's called piano duet, was one of the few social outlets that allowed young of age men and women to spend time in close proximity to each other. And then it also was a favorite pastry time for families, for family members to spend time together as a playing string quartets or wind chamber music or piano duet. So you're right, Norman. Schubert has great variety and a huge number of compositions for one piano, four hands, and they're always enjoyable to play. So we're trying to include his number into any one of our performances.
And so this is the Allegro Moderato, the first movement of his sonata in B-flat for piano four hands.
Thank you.
This is where the audience would applaud vigorously. We're an audience of one, though, or at least here in our Buck studio, where we're hearing live music during the midday this Wednesday afternoon from the Warshawski Shapiro piano duo, Diana Shapiro and Stanislava Warshawski, and reprising their midday performances from 8 years ago or so far as we recall. How do you decide who's going to play treble and who's going to play bass?
At first, when we just started, it was kind of childish. We tried to divide, okay, you play two pieces and you play top part, I play another two pieces and playing bottom part. But then we understood it's not about music, it was about ourselves. And music should not be about me or Diane, about any, it's about music, it's about art, it's about how it sounds better. So at first, when we choose a new piece, we try who sounds better and what we can do here or there. And after quite some years, we know who is best there or there.
Wow.
So yeah, it's not about ourselves anymore. It's just about music.
Yeah, it's about common good, I guess, about common result. I'm going to disclose one secret. When we play one piano for hands, Stanislava always takes better. So he's just bad at it.
Really? Well, that's great to come to that.
It's a little bit against rules.
Come to that point in your professional relationship that you can put the music above all. Not everyone, I think, grows into that. Now we have composer Georges Bizet. We don't think of him that much as a piano composer, but he did write a fair amount of piano music, and most notably, maybe his children's games, piano four hands pieces. And we're going to be hearing the whole suite, but we'll break it for the sake of accommodating radio format. We'll hear. We'll start with the first three of the pieces from the suite. And what are the games involved with these first three?
So, yes, we're going to play first three games. The first one, so he was trying to depict children at games, and we are both mothers now, so it kind of speaks, has a personal touch to it, because I can really envision our kids when they're little playing those games. So first three we're going to play will be the spinning top, the doll, like a lullaby, like a little girl would sing to a doll, and then wooden horses. Thank you.
first three of the several movements of children's games for piano four hands by Georges Bizet. And our pianists here at our Mason and Hemlin Piano in our Buck studio today, Stanislava Varshavsky and Diana Shapiro. And we'll be hearing the rest of that suite, too, and get to our quiz question. But in the meantime, you also perform a lot of work for two pianos.
Yes, even we have an opportunity, and there are two instruments in the hall, so we're trying to have a mix of the repertoire that includes both two pianos and one piano forehand.
Just recently, we played a recital that was included. It's included two pianos. We played Mio, Scaramouche for two pianos.
Oh, what fun!
Yeah, it was fun, and also we wanted to try light music as well, and we played Bennett. Four-piece suite. It was our first time when we played such light music. It's not light to play, but it's light to listen to, and it seemed people liked it.
Is that Robert Russell Bennett, or
Bennett? No, it's Sir Richard Rodney Bennett.
So he wrote
a suite inspired by jazz and country music for two pianos.
Jazz and country.
Country music. Yeah.
Was that your debut playing country music?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
As you say, it sounds light to the audience, but not light to play.
No. That's the goal.
And also, you've played a concerto or two, I think. Have you not?
Yeah, we recently played a Poulenc concerto for two pianos with Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra. So yeah, there are quite a few concertos for two pianos and orchestra. But obviously, we're always looking for opportunities to either learn new repertoire or just reprise concertos we already have.
More difficult to play two piano pieces because it is a little more difficult to keep in contact with each other, or you just work all that out and it's all the same whether it's piano four hands or two pianos in terms of that kind of difficulty?
You cannot compare which one is more difficult, two pianos or one piano four hands. Each setup has different difficulties, and when you have full piano, it's probably kind of easier because you take care of pedal. It's up to you what you do. You have full instrument. When you have four hands, one piano, I would say probably it's more difficult.
Oh, really?
Yes. And when we just started, we got some comments. What? You play one piano, four hands after such difficult programs that you finished your bachelor degree? And we tried and we felt, oh, it's difficult. It is difficult to play together with somebody else.
But it's also very enjoyable. So I would wholeheartedly recommend any member of the audience, if you know how to play piano, you have a friend, just find the literature appropriate to your level and get together. There is nothing more enjoyable than making music together.
For a long time, that was, as you said earlier, a great way of socializing with friends and neighbors and family members. We'll get to the rest of the children's games of Georges Bizet, and we'll have our quiz question, too, right after this here on WPR. Yesterday's quiz question went like this. A 1951 ad touted the DeSoto as having this most important innovation since the self-starter. What innovation was that? Power steering. That's what we were told during an episode of You Bet Your Life with Groucho Marx and George Fenneman from 1951. That was yesterday's question. Here's today's. Contrary to legend, the weather was not inclement for this composer's funeral. But the legend is true about the thunderstorm during this other composer's funeral in the same city. Who are the two composers? Don't look. I'm sure you know the answer to this, Diana. But anyway, here it is again. Contrary to legend, the weather was not inclement for this composer's funeral, but the legend is true about the thunderstorm during this other composer's funeral in the same city. Not at the same time, let's just say, but who are the two composers? See what you can make of that in the next 27 minutes, and maybe you'll win the prize today, and you can email your answer to us, as usual, at midday@wpr.org. Or you can call 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Amanda. And just before 1 o'clock, we'll figure out who wins our prize and send it out. And now, back to the Warshawski-Shapiro piano duo here in our Buck studio and the children's games of Georges Bizet. You were ready to spring into action,
yeah,
which I guess is a good thing. But what are these games that we'll be hearing?
So we'll be hearing last four from the set. The titles are Trumpet and Drum, then Blind Man's Buff, Little Husband and Little Wife. So you see like a role games, but the children usually take when they're 5 or 4 years old. And then the last one is The Ball.
And The Ball is a gallop, right?
It's a
fast piece.
Yeah.
Here we go. Back to Children's Games by Bizet. Thank you. me at least. I think you were having fun too with the gallop there, the ball, rounding out the children's game suite by Georges Bizet.
Indeed, it's always fun to play music that is intended for kids, but also adults may have fun.
I would say adults would have their hands full playing it too. I call it finger ballet when I watch the two of you perform in such proximity like that with your hands overlapping and moving so quickly and yet not colliding.
It's all planned. So we really know who is coming from above and who is coming from below.
I would think it would have to be. And now you're switching around. So, Stanislava, are you going to be playing treble for the next thing?
Right.
Okay.
And, yes. And now we were going to real ballet that was written for as a ballet music first. Yes, sorry.
But hold that thought.
Sure.
Because we have a couple other things to do first.
Oh, sure.
Including the repeat of the quiz question right after this here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Our quiz question for today, contrary to legend, the weather was not inclement for this composer's funeral. But the legend is true about the thunderstorm during the funeral of this other composer in the same city. Who are the two composers? You can identify them by emailing us in the next 15 minutes at midday@wpr.org. Or you can call 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Amanda, and we'll see who wins our prize just before 1 o'clock from among our correct respondents. And now, this from a 20th century composer, Valery Gavrilin, kind of a tragic story in his early years in the Soviet Union. His father was killed during the siege of Leningrad when he was, Gavrilin was 3, and his mother, when Gavrilin was 10, was put into prison. Rough times, but he managed to prevail. And what is this suite or series of pieces that we'll hear by him?
It was written for a ballet, Anyuta, and the source of the story goes to Chekhov's story. It's called Anyuta on the Neck, and it was a medal that wealthy people would get from Tsar, from King. And this Anyuta, she is a girl who needed to be married off for a wealthy man, much older, and she was very naive. She didn't know much about life, but she has to do it in order to save her family from poverty. So she, very beautiful, innocent girl, when she understood how much power she has using her beauty, transformation goes so wrong. I mean, her character from being naive goes to she starts using people. So it's a very dramatic transformation, I would say. So we will have a few numbers from that ballet.
Thank you. Wow. Where did you find that?
That's actually a very popular piece in Russia. So Gavrilin was a very fine pianist, even though he finished Moscow Conservatory as a composer. And once the ballet premiered on TV, it was televised ballet, and it became instantly popular because for a lot of people in 1986, this was the only source of information in remote areas. So he just made an arrangement, and it became an instant hit. People wanted to play it.
Wow, and you played it spectacularly. My guests today have been the Varshavsky Shapiro piano duo. That's Diana Shapiro and Stanislava Varshavsky. And come back before another 8 years have elapsed?
Maybe a little bit sooner. Who knows? Thank you so much for being here.
Well, you promised that that would be spectacular to see, and it certainly was, and I can only convey that through the imaginations of our listeners, many listeners out there. Great pleasure having you again on The Midday.
Thank you.
Now to the results of our quiz question. It was, contrary to legend, the weather was not inclement for this composer's funeral, but the legend is true about the thunderstorm during this other composer's funeral in the same city. The city was Vienna, and the weather was all right for Mozart's funeral, contrary to legend, and there was, in fact, a thunderstorm during the funeral of Beethoven in Vienna some years later. So Mozart and Beethoven are answers today. And our winner is Tom Carman of Fitchburg. And if he will email back an address, actually I see it there already, then we will send him straight away the prize. And speaking of Beethoven, it's a novel called My Interview with Beethoven. It's by L.A. Hyder-Jones. And we'll send that book. And thanks to those who have made this possible, in addition to the Varshavsky Shapiro duo, our engineers, Tom Blaine and Tyler Ditter, and Peter Bryant also, and answering your phone calls for our quiz question today, Amanda. And thanks for listening to The Midday here on WPR.